السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله والثناء له بحقيقته. الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. This week we are going to commemorate the tragic event of the demise of Imam Sadiq عليه السلام. And Imam Sadiq عليه السلام is a personality that has great right over all of us, not only as Shia, as Muslims. Everyone is in debt to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He was a personality that, despite being known very clearly that he is the Imam of the Shia, and there were other schools of Islam, despite having this position, he was so wise and so methodic in his preaching, in his teaching, in his delivery of the message, that he was not offending followers of other schools of Islam. Actually, to the contrast, he was able to attract them towards himself. He was able to attract them towards his circle, towards his lectures, not for one meeting or two meetings, not for one session or two sessions, not only grassroots. No, he was able to attract and win the trust of even the leaders, imams of other schools of thought used to respect him and used to declare him as their teacher. He was saying, everyone is welcome. Salaam alaikum. Abu Hanifa for 2 years kept going to the lectures of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Can you imagine? Imam who has followers, and by introducing himself as Imam, as a faqih, so he's declaring that I am independent. But how much he felt the need for going to Imam Sadiq's lectures, and how much Imam Sadiq alayhi salam respected him, that he was not feeling offended, because it's already a very big step to go and visit Imam and listen to him and say he's my teacher. But on the other hand, how Imam was welcoming. If Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was starting his lecture every day, La'natullah ala so and so, these people are going to his lecture? If Imam Sadiq was teasing them, or, you know, insulting them directly or indirectly, were they going to his lectures? No. Did Imam Sadiq, na'uzu billah, compromise? Did he betray? Did he dilute? No. But there is a way that you can be loyal to your faith, but at the same time be welcoming other people. Why you think that you have to offend people and insult people in order they acknowledge the merits of Ahlul Bayt? This is not the way of Ahlul Bayt. The late Shaykh Kulayni in Al-Kafi, in volume 2 has a chapter. The whole chapter is entitled Al-Kitman, which means to hide, to conceal. I read just some hadith. You can study the whole, it's volume 2 of Al-Kafi. The second hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Qala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam told Abu Usama Zayd al-Shahham, Umar al-Nas bi-khaslatayn. People were commanded and are commanded to have two qualities. It doesn't mean that there are no three qualities or four qualities. It means that these two are very important, especially as community. We have to have these two qualities. أمر الناس بخصلتين فضيعوهما فصاروا منهما على غير شيء. مع الأسف, they didn't take this seriously. They lost it, they missed it, and they have nothing like that. الصبر والكتمان. Patience is one important quality that you must have. Patience. Don't get angry easily. People should not see you angry all the time. It must be very difficult for people to see you angry. Yes, sometimes exceptional cases come that you have to be angry. But this shouldn't be a norm. This should not be a common pattern. You get angry easily. This is not the school of Ahlul Bayt. Even when there are cases that you need to show this satisfaction and you show you are angry, inside you should not be angry. Because if you are angry, you don't know what you are going to say. You have to be cool inside, but act as if you are angry. If my child does something bad, I shouldn't get angry easily. Many times I have to ignore. Many times I have to pretend that I didn't know. Then if something major comes, then I speak to him nicely. Maybe after many, many times, then I see that there is no way to stop him doing that major mistake unless I pretend that I am angry. But inside I have to be cool. Inside, I have to be in control of my emotion. Because if you go out of anger, and if you are driven by your anger, then you no longer know what you are saying and what you are doing. And then you may do more harm and more damage than doing any islah, than doing any reform. So, as-sabr, patience, is very important, especially patience with respect to the way that we treat other people. If you are not patient, it's very likely that soon from being mazlum, you turn to be zalim. Someone does something wrong to you. If you are not patient, then you overreact and then you become zalim. And second, al-kitman. You have to have this quality of keeping something confidential. If you are a person who cannot keep things that are supposed to be kept as our own confidential and private issues, then it means that you have lost a great quality. I don't understand this mentality that some people have, that they think nowadays everything should be put into public. They put picture with their family, very private pictures on internet. Some of the things are good to be put on internet if you are doing tabligh, if you know what you are doing. But not that everything you do, you put it on the internet, on Facebook. You know, even sometimes big problems have happened for some people because they have put everything on internet. The person has put on internet that I have gone for holiday. Then the thieves knew that and have robbed them. So this is simple. But sometimes many other things happen. People know about everything that you are doing. We have also some issues in our faith, in our aqidah, that it's for us. It's for the people who have been already going through a process and have reached the level that they can understand these things. Not that everything is in the books. We make it public. We translate it. We say it in different languages so that everyone in the world knows about it, friend and enemy. You have to have a strategy. What are the things that should be said? What are the things that should be kept for ourselves? And those things that you have to say, how to say it without offending people. As-sabru wal-kitman. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Ya Sulaiman, إنكم على دين رجاء التفتوا إلى هذا الحديث الشريف إنكم على دين من كتمه أعزه الله ومن أضاعه أذله الله. You are being given a faith that if you hide it, protect it, preserve it, cover it from the people who should not know about it, you will be dignified. But if you disclose it to everyone, you will lose your honor. Even you may lose your life. Nowadays, we see that even we may lose our life, not just our respect. What is in this world that can be used against the followers of Ahlul Bayt? As far as our faith is concerned, everything is beautiful. As far as the teachings of Ahlul Bayt is concerned, we are rational people, we are spiritual people, we are people who try to be just, we are people who try to stand by mazlum. We don't have anything wrong in our faith. It is mismanagement, misuse of some people, of some of our ideas or some of the hadith, and some of the issues that need careful study that has put us into risk. We don't have any issue. We are not bad people. We are not people that have, you know, strange ideas. But some people put us into risk by not introducing us in the way that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wanted to happen. And I finish with this hadith. There are many beautiful hadiths. It's very difficult to select. Inshallah, if I get time, I will mention for you another very beautiful hadith, inshallah, another time. But now, this is the last hadith for today. This is hadith number 4. A person says that we went to Imam Baqir alayhi salam. دخلنا عليه جماعة. We were a group of people. We went to Imam Baqir alayhi salam. فَقُلْنَا يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِنَّا نُرِيدُ الْعِرَاقِ. We are going to visit Iraq. فَأَوْسَنَا. Please give us advice. We want to visit Iraq. What is your advice for us? فَقَالَ أَبُو جَعْفَرَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, لِيُقَبِّ شَدِيدُكُمْ ضَعِيفَكُمْ. One of the things that I want from you and I expect from you is that those from you who are established, who are strong, should support those who are weak. Don't forget weak members of the community. You have to have great support and sympathy for the weak people. وَلْيَعُدْ غَنِيُّكُمْ عَلَى فَقِيرَكُمْ. Those of you who are rich, they should visit and help the poor people. Not that the rich should wait till the poor come and ask for help. They should go. لَيَعُدْ غَنِيُّكُمْ عَلَى فَقِيرَكُمْ. They should go and pay visit with respect and try to help them. And then the third, وَلَا تَبُثُّ سِرَّنَا. Don't disclose our secrets. Not in the sense that we have, you know, bad secrets. Means the things which are private, things that are for the people who have some qualifications. There are things that are sacred secrets. Yeah? There are many issues between countries, between, I don't know, doctor and patient, between solicitor and client. There are secrets that are not bad, but this is not to be disclosed to other people because some people may take advantage and, you know, work against you. If a person comes to me as an alim and, you know, has family issue and he wants to take my advice, this is his sacred secret. I shouldn't say to other people that my client has this issue with his wife. I have to respect privacy of people. لا تبثوا سرنا ولا تضيعوا أمرنا. Does it mean that we don't have responsibility of tabligh? Does it mean that we don't have responsibility of talking about beautiful teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? No. You have to do tabligh, but you have to be rational and wise to understand what is attracting people. And what is making people against us? Imam Reza alayhi salam said that Rahimallahu imra'an ahya amrana. May Allah have mercy on those who revive our affair. People ask how? Imam alayhi salam said yata'allamu 'ulumana وَيُعَلِّمُهَا النَّاسِ. He learns our knowledge and teach people. Then Imam said something very important. لَوْ عَلِمَ النَّاسِ مَحَاسِنَ كَلَامِنَا لَتَّبَعُونَ. If people know our beautiful words, they will follow us. And now my question for you is this. What is mahasana kalamana? What is beautiful words of Ahlul Bayt? Some people say everything which Ahlul Bayt said is included. But then you say, they say things that is not bringing people to Ahlul Bayt, is pushing them away. They didn't understand what is the meaning of mahasana kalamana. Mahasana kalamana means what people find to be beautiful. What people can appreciate. Whatever Ahlul Bayt said is true. And for us, whatever they said is beautiful. And we are proud of whatever they said. But among them, there are things that also for Nas, for people who are not Shia, is beautiful. Some of them, for them, is not understandable or actually may make them against us because they don't have been through the process of understanding everything which leads to this. It can confuse them. So you have to know what is the thing that people would appreciate. What are the things that can prove to them that we have this great treasure of Ahlul Bayt? But if you say every little thing which is mentioned in the books, you bring all these things out and say to people and offend them and insult them, are they going to follow Ahlul Bayt? Who is in this world? This is my last sentence. Sometimes I ask people this question. I say, please tell me, honestly, who is in this world? Okay? Who is in this world? Who fundamentally disagrees with you? The issue of mazhab is not a, you know, minor issue. The issue of mazhab is not that, for example, you know, you like this color or that color. The issue of mazhab is very fundamental. People are ready to die for their mazhab. Who is a person in this world who fundamentally disagrees with you? And then when you insult the people who are dear to him, he says, okay, I am convinced. Thank you very much. Now I can see what you are saying. No one, unless a person has a psychological problem. There are people that you have to offend them so that they accept you. But rational people, normal people, If you speak respectfully, there is a chance. They may accept, even they may not accept, even if you speak respectfully. But if you insult them, if you offend them, there is no chance. Don't mention that few people have accepted. Those are exceptions. You change few people, but you make thousands or millions of people against. Sometimes say, Alhamdulillah, there has been this person who has changed, this person has said, okay, these few people can always be there. These are exceptions. You are making tens of thousands or millions of people mad. Don't show me the exceptions. So, we should learn from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam the proper strategy for tabligh. That at the same time you strengthen our community, strengthen our identity, you would be able to bring other people in. Not to insult them. If you insult them, if you offend them, you are not doing any service. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam 100%. Not without taking part of it and forgetting other parts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif and include us among his genuine supporters and followers. May Allah give shifa and healing to all people who are ill. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his unlimited rahmah to all mu'mineen and mu'minat who have passed away, especially those who have rights upon us, our parents and foreparents and teachers and ulama and martyrs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna sha'naka huwa al-abtar. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim.